A Brief Look at 1888. Chapter 1. The History of the 1888 Message. George Santayana wisely said, "A nation that does not know its history is fated to repeat it." We could well paraphrase him to say that a denomination that does not know its own history is fated to repeat it. We must know it before the Gospel Commission can be finished. The Lord has declared that the history of the past shall be rehearsed as we enter upon the closing work. If the time is near for the closing work, as we hope, we may also believe that the time is here when the history of the past must be faithfully, honestly rehearsed. We have nothing to fear for the future, except as we shall forget the way the Lord has led us and His teaching in our past history. For once in history, we must not repeat history. Ancient Israel failed on the borders of the Promised Land to turn back for 40 years of wandering. The New English Bible says that Moses sent 12 leading men to explore the Canaanites' land. Whether it is easy or difficult country in which to live, 10 explorers thought it was difficult, and 2 thought it is easy. Let us go up at once and occupy the country. Seventh-day Adventists understand this episode as a type, and our 1888 history and its aftermath as the antitype. The Lord sent 2 messengers to explore the finishing of the Gospel Commission, who brought a report that it is easy rather than difficult if only we believe the word of the Lord, and He sent the message first to leading men. At the 1888 General Conference session, E.J. Wagoner communicated his convictions to the General Conference President, George Butler, in a letter dated February 10, 1887, and published nearly 2 years later. The opportunity to accept the light was given the leading men at an official session of the church. Throughout her 7 decades of service as special messenger to the remnant church, Ellen White revealed more than human ability to discern true issues beneath the surface. Never is her prophetic gift more clearly enhanced than in her comprehension of the 1888 message and its history. For example, the Lord in His great mercy sent a most precious message to His people through elders, A.T. Jones and E.J. Wagoner. This is the message that God commanded to be given to the world, proclaimed with a loud voice, and attended with the outpouring of His Spirit in a large measure.